Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM, Monday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis is joining us remotely this morning, but there he is. We can see him, and we should be able to hear him. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
There he is.
We got a couple more bars into our jazzy theme music this morning. I'm really digging the theme music, I got to tell you.
There you go. Well, that's it. So good. I'm glad you like it. So perfect. How have you been? What's going on this week? What are you noticing?
Oh, there's a couple of interesting things going on. So last time we talked about the NASA mission to basically crash something into a moonlit of an asteroid.
Well, yes.
That went off well. You know, that happened. They broadcasted it online. Everybody saw it. It was, they took an impactor vehicle that is about the size of a vending machine.
Right.
Sorry about that, folks.
Oh, someone's calling you to tell you they're seeing
yeah,
you on
I
the.
Know, and I can't seem to. There we go.
On the radio.
About the size of a vending machine, and they smashed into an asteroid and got all kinds, or moonlit of an asteroid and got all kinds of data. So
this is
you know, like you said before, this is in preparation for us hoping that we can defend ourselves if we ever get an asteroid like coming our way in a bad way.
So. Right, and right afterwards, though, I don't think they had the data yet, right? They were gonna they've smashed it into this thing, right? But then they wanted to wait and kind of see if it actually did push it off of its trajectory. And now I think enough time has elapsed that they at least have some preliminary data to say yes, it did what they hoped it would do, right?
Yep.
Good. Well, that's good.
And they're still analyzing though. They're also looking at. They're saying in next month they're going to look at a lot of telescope data from the asteroid. So they still got about a month away before they get, you know, the majority of the data they need to look at the trajectory. But they're hopeful, and they said everything went well.
Good. Well, that's exciting, and you know, again, go Earth, I suppose, right? It's a win for planet Earth. Okay. Very good. What else have you been noticing in the last week or so? I was trying to remember some of the things. It's funny, I'll read something and I'll say, I need to talk to Lewis about that. And then, of course, on the show, my mind is blank. So I need to kind of
I go through the same thing. Well, Elon Musk is back in the news, right? He unveiled his prototype of a humanoid Optimus robot.
This was
Tesla's AI day, right? Like a lot, you know, I don't know how many people out there have actually like watched Elon Musk's unveilings, but they tend to be, you know, you'd think Elon Musk and the way the press makes it sound that, you know, that you'd think that they all go off without a hitch, but actually his unveilings usually kind of, you know,
right.
I remember with the all electric truck, you know, he got all excited and he's like, yeah, and the windows are smash proof, and he had somebody try to bust the window and it wasn't supposed to break, but it did.
Yeah. Whoops.
So the humanoid robot came out and he showed it, you know, in a deconstructed form. It walked forward and did a couple of dance moves, and then he said, well, they wanted to keep it safe and not have it make too many moves. So it didn't really do much.
Right.
But, you know, he promised that it's going to do a lot more.
Okay. And this is kind of this creepy, I mean, you know, anything that has a humanoid form looks a little creepy. That's a robot, right? But the idea is that I suppose it could be programmed to do a lot of different things that humans could do. And that's the idea, right?
Yeah. They talked about a lot of different things that humans could do. I have to say, some of them were, not age appropriate. It's like, really, you're going to talk on stage about a robot doing that?
Okay.
But the other thing too, people, again, it was a deconstructed robot, so it didn't really have like it wasn't like the fully formed. And then they brought out another one that was just a prototype with its body, quote unquote, fully assembled. But that one, a lot of the takeaway from this was people thinking like, this kind of looked kind of strange. They were a little creepy looking, but
Right.
I'm not trying to put down Elon Musk. It's just these unveilings are kind of interesting. The bottom line is we have to wait and see really what they're going to come up with in the future.
Sure. And I guess like all of this stuff though, right? There are a little, I mean, it's certainly someone's taking this step, right? Someone's doing the R&D and investing in the money to make these even these prototypes or maybe these products, just like the early electric cars, I would suppose, the early Teslas. They're investing in this type of technology and
Yeah.
bringing it to the market and making it somewhat affordable. Folks might argue with that, but it's a company that is doing the work, right? The heavy lifting, I suppose, and not with a
And that's
robot.
the key, right? I mean, just as kind of like, back in the Industrial Revolution days, the Dale Carnegies of the world and stuff, these, insanely rich people that just decided, we're going to do things to advance a lot
Right.
of this stuff that nobody else really has the power to do. And so, I go back and forth personally about people like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, because, I get, sometimes I'm for them, sometimes against them, but you can't deny that a lot of what they're doing is advancing things that otherwise either wouldn't be advanced or would require government funding to advance, right?
True.
So things like SpaceX, things like the electric vehicles,
Well,
Teslas, and of course now the AI. So I think ultimately this is kind of a cool thing that
very
we have
true.
people that are willing to do this.
Very true. And the fact that at 2 in the morning you can go online and order a box of Band-Aids and it'll get delivered in 2 days. We now have that.
There you go.
So there,
Buy a drone. It'll
there a
fly over
drone
your house and
or
pop it on
something.
your patio.
Perhaps that could still be coming, so we will see. And
Yeah.
so the other thing I'm noticing too, one more story I wanted to mention too here, because we talked about this I think before, but the Supreme Court is back in session today, I think is their first day, and they are dealing with the issue about should tech companies have immunity over problematic user content. This is from NBC News, and they are talking about, I think we've heard of this before, Section 230 of the Communications Act saying internet companies aren't liable for content posted by users. And so there's issues about if they should be held liable. This is a case involving YouTube and an American woman who was killed in France, I believe, in 2015. And the family says that maybe YouTube and videos posted on YouTube kind of fanned the flames of some of those issues. This is part of the Communications Decency Act, I should say, this Section 230. But that's what we're talking about. I know you were searching for it frantically as
Oh
I was
yeah.
mentioning it,
Oh
so.
no, I the Supreme Court has got a lot in their docket. We're getting
Yes.
ready to see another whole round of things by the Supreme Court, and it's anybody's guess to see what a lot of this stuff is going to come out on the Supreme Court. Is regardless of what your opinion is as to whether this is good or bad, they have their first round of stuff after they had their new super, gained their new super majority. They did a lot of,
Yeah,
they're making a lot of changes,
that's true. But I think a
and
lot
it
of
looks
the.
to me like they're going to be doing some more of that. And then, there's a lot of political hay around Section 2. The only reason that is, I say that is because there's a lot of political hay around Section 230. So,
Right. Well, all the
it'll.
internet, like this would affect YouTube and Twitter and Facebook if they were
Yeah.
held liable for the content that their users posted, and they really don't want to be, understandably so, because people post a lot of problematic things on social media. But having someone decide it, like a Supreme Court, would really be, I think, helpful.
Yeah, and like I said, there's political hay around it. There's people that want, there's people out there that want to hold social media companies, accountable for more than just, pornography or whatever, for, political speak.
Right.
And so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, where the Supreme Court lands on this.
Very true. Very true. Well, Lewis, we are just about out of time this week, but thank you for your time. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks everybody. Have a great week.
All right. You too. Thank you. That's Lewis Campbell. He joins me every Monday from Synergy Computer Systems for our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington.
Hey everyone, it's your host for the World Beat Show, Scott Duran, and I want you to join me every Saturday at 11 a.m., where I take you on a journey around the world and show you traditional and modern style world beat music. Music from Africa, Spain, France, Japan, China, heck, even songs and artists from the United States itself. So join me every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.